Welcome to Outside Source Football, your inside look at the NFL. Listen to the latest predictions and happenings from the season with your hosts, Evan Mick and Gabriel Vondre. Here they are now.
Hello and welcome to Outside Source Football on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM with Evan Mick,
Gabriel Vondre,
and Joseph Doherty.
And we're doing a live-ish, well, it's recorded, but for us it's live, NFL mock draft.
We're doing a mock draft. Can you just say that?
It's
a mock draft.
This is pre-recorded.
You don't have to meet the word count, Evan. Okay. just say what it is.
But I won't get an A if I don't meet the.
Yeah, we're doing a mock draft. Everybody else has already done 25 mock drafts at this point.
We're doing number one,
and we're just gonna do one.
This is the only one that you should have ever listened to.
It's the only one that matters.
You should have never listened to any other one
because we have outside sources inside the buildings. We know
we're so outside the source that we didn't get a media pass for draft day.
We know what the Patriots are gonna do.
We have
when nobody else does.
I know exactly what they're gonna do.
So I think at number one pick we can all agree. Right, it's 3, 2, 1.
Kyle Kudla. Yes, we're all on the same page. I love it. Unorthodoxed, but you know, you got such a value pick. Yeah, he's Division II, but what he's done at the Division II level is
D2 sleeper. He projects as a linebacker.
Dan Campbell type guy.
I think the Lions actually trade up to get him.
Oh, we were just talking about, unironically, Dan Campbell would absolutely love Kyle.
It's true.
If Kyle could just get himself in a room with Dan Campbell, he'd probably use like a 6th round pick on him. I don't know if he'll be able to, but
I don't know if our listeners will truly understand, but we understand.
All right, so at pick number one, Caleb Williams to the Bears.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams. Very obvious. Okay, pick number two, Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
I think it's Jaden Daniels. Yeah. That's what it seems like right now as far as what we've been hearing.
It could go either way.
For the sake of time, I think we should just stick with Jaden Daniels.
Okay. So then at number three, are we going to go Drake May? Are we going to go quarterback here?
Here's the thing. The Patriots have been talking, the office has been talking that they would be willing to trade out of that spot. I just don't see it. I don't see it. You're either going to have Jaden Daniels there or, as we predict, Drake May there. And I just think that that's too good of a quarterback prospect to pass up on.
Yeah, and I think especially looking at your quarterback room
and looking
right
at the
now,
need, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a serious need for it.
And that's the most important position on the field. So Drake May, number three.
I think so.
I think about it this way. In a lot of drafts, Drake May would probably be the number one quarterback off the board.
Or at least number two, right?
I mean, this is a good quarterback class. I mean, obviously down the road, you never know what's going to happen. But looking at it right now, this looks like a really good quarterback class. For the Patriots, if you're not going to take a quarterback this year and you're just accepting that, you're going into next year, you're probably not going to be very good. You're going to have another high draft pick. There's no guarantee that the quarterback class is going to be better next year. You know, I mean, I don't know who's coming up. I mean, the guys I can think of are like Quinn Ewers is the first one, which I mean, I like Quinn Ewers as a Texas fan.
Carson Beck.
I don't know. I don't see it. I think they've done a really good job of keeping everybody guessing. And, you know, they got all kinds of different rumors coming out. Oh, yeah, we might trade back. Oh, maybe we'll take Marvin Harrison Jr. We think he's the best player. Honestly, I think at the end of the day, they're going to take a quarterback. And it'll be whoever Washington doesn't take.
Yeah,
it'll be a
historic trade, like the three.
Maybe.
Yeah, a lot of people have the Vikings trading with them
because
they'd have to give up
somebody could blow them away with a crazy trade where they say okay that's worth it because they have enough.
And I think if it's Drake May, you make that trade, right? I mean, you don't do that for Caleb Williams, obviously, if you're the Bears.
But no,
all right, so
we're gonna say Drake May.
I think so.
Pick number four, looking at the Cardinals, looking at needs, I'm pretty sure Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think you have to, I agree
that's the really easy pick.
I mean once again, somebody could. If somebody really liked J.J. McCarthy and really wanted to trade a ton of draft capital, I could see it.
Or if somebody really liked Marvin Harrison.
I get that too. But I don't see the Cardinals passing up on that. I mean, that should be the number one. I mean, that's the best player off the board that's not a quarterback. You got to take him.
Yeah. The Cardinals, I think, see him as a Larry Fitzgerald type prospect. Larry Fitzgerald, I think, went 3. He was a top 5 pick, which is not common for receivers. I think they view him the same way, and they're saying, okay, yeah, we're going to draft this guy. He's going to be our number one receiver for the next 10 to 12 years.
He doesn't specialize in anything. He's just like a well-rounded receiver. He's just a good receiver.
All right, so do we think the Chargers will stay at 5?
See, now this...
I think they will trade down.
I think so, too. I think that this would be the most compelling trade Somebody wants to get, maybe the, you know, there's rumors that the Giants want to draft a new quarterback and move on from Daniel Jones. I could see either the Vikings or the Broncos trading up. Both really need a quarterback.
The Broncos are less likely just because they don't have as much.
They don't have as much capital.
I would say it's
you can always trade futures, right?
So we think the Vikings.
But is that what the Chargers want? I mean, the Chargers have so many needs that they don't really need to pick top five as long as they pick top 10 or top 12, right?
So do we want to move the Vikings up?
Yeah, switch the Chargers and the Vikings and then just say there's some kind of future compensation too, but just for first round, 11 and 5.
Okay. Yep. So we're going to say the Vikes go up to take McCarthy?
See, as much as I don't want them to, I think it's who they take if they're trading up for somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Now
Viking, I like that.
The Vikings are at 5. They take J.J. McCarthy. Now the Giants can't take a quarterback, and they got to go.
They
best
could go
available.
One of
best
well,
player available.
They could go one of two ways here. They could go Joe Alt, or they could go Malik Nabers.
And you That's look at I that think. Offensive line last year and how bad it was. As much as you want Malik Nabers, I think you go Joe Alt here.
Well, who do they? So Andrew Thomas, that's a tackle.
Yeah,
that's one tackle.
He's not bad.
They're set. Evan Neal, they drafted, and
he's been really bad.
He's been pretty darn bad.
In pass setting, especially. So
I agree with you. I'm leaning towards Joe Alt as opposed to Malik Nabers for the Giants.
Ooh, I just don't know where Malik Nabers would go then.
Joe Alt is
my thing. So I agree. I think he might go to the Titans, though. And I could see Malik Nabers going to the Giants for sure.
Okay, so now we're with the Titans at 7. Where do the Titans go?
This is the one they could go anywhere because they have so many like half needs. Like your receiver room right now is Treylon Burks and DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, and Calvin Ridley actually.
Yeah.
I mean, do you need a receiver? Does somebody else trade up here? Like that was my thing was I
always
thought
Malik Nabers still on the board.
I thought that somebody else could trade up.
I don't know. I don't know who I'd have trade up.
That's the thing.
I'd
say nobody's really that close.
With the top four quarterbacks off the board, like I don't know, I don't see a trade happening. I think that they go best available and they take the Penn State tackle whose name I cannot pronounce.
Fashanu.
Fashanu, yeah, Fashanu. He's a really good tackle.
I think it's pronounced Fashanu.
Fashanu.
That's what I've heard other people say.
And let's go with Fashanu. Okay, so now we're on to the Falcons, right? I think that this might be a prime spot for somebody to trade back into the top 10 to get a receiver. What do you guys think? Or do you guys think that the Falcons go receiver?
I don't think they go receiver. I think they go defense.
I think that this might be the first defensive player taken.
You think they just pick? They don't trade
Maybe
back?
Dallas Turner. I don't know if they need a corner. Do they need a corner? Arnold?
You probably go D-lineman if you're the Falcons. So we want to go Dallas Turner here, edge rusher one. I have Latu as my edge rusher one, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I like Latu a lot. But I could see them taking Turner over Latu.
I was thinking corner. I was thinking Quinion.
You're thinking corner?
I was thinking Quinion Mitchell myself.
Quinion Mitchell?
I could see that. He showed out at
Combine was great.
Combine, yeah.
Yeah. I have Arnold number one, but I like Quinion a lot. I think he's an early first round guy.
Yeah,
so
I think it's
Quinion.
Yeah.
Go with Quinion Mitchell?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
And if you're the Chargers, are you sitting there looking at Malik Nabers, taking Malik Nabers, or are you?
You mean the Bears?
Sorry, the Bears.
Oh my gosh! Why is Malik Nabers still on the board?
I don't think Malik Nabers is gonna fall this far.
I don't think Malik Nabers is gonna fall this far. I feel like we definitely messed something up, and somebody would trade up for him.
We messed something up here.
But this is what I'm talking about. There's not a lot of receiver needy teams.
Yeah, you're
as good of a receiver as draft class.
I think
the teams that need receiver are like the Chiefs at 32.
I think Malik Nabers' draft stock depends on what the Chargers value him as.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, with the Chargers trading out, like, I could see him falling to the Bears. The thing is, though, is, like, the Bears don't really need one either.
I think here the Broncos could trade up with the Bears.
Yeah?
And take Malik Nabers. Yeah, they need a receiver. You want to jump the Chargers because you know the Chargers need a receiver. You want to jump the Jets because maybe the Jets will take a receiver.
Yeah.
Right? Who needs a receiver right now more than Denver? Cortland Sutton hasn't shown up to the first two.
Saints. I think. I think the Bears could go anywhere here. And
no more Jerry Jeudy.
It kind of depends on what tackles are off the board. But with this mock that we're making right now, I mean, I think they would take Malik Nabers.
The Bears?
I think they would.
If he's on the board.
If Malik Nabers is on the board at 9.
And the top two tackles
he's literally,
are already gone.
He is the second best receiver in this draft, and he's nuts. And the only reason he's not one is because Marvin Harrison Jr. is like generational, like
Yeah, but you just traded for Keenan Allen. You have DJ Moore.
I'm not disagreeing with you that they don't really need one, but
I think for the sake of this mock draft, we need to get Malik Nabers off the board.
What? I think the Broncos should trade up for him, if anything.
The Broncos, they can't. What are they trade up with what?
They do need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback so bad.
All right, we'll go with Malik Nabers then.
Maybe somebody from way deep trades up, but I don't know. I don't see it.
Philly likes to move around the board. They're one of the teams that would move around.
Philly? Philly isn't trading up.
They're not going to. I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying in a general sense, like Philly is one of those teams that likes to move around the board. The Patriots like to move around. The Steelers are a team that never make draft trades.
Yeah.
I'm just talking now.
Chicago goes with Malik Nabers.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just give it to him.
At that point.
And we're on pick 10, and you listen to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM, Outside Source Football, because we're on to the Jets. I think this one's pretty easy, actually.
Who?
I think you go with Brock Bowers. You need a tight end pretty bad. I mean, your starting tight end right now is Tyler Conklin.
I don't disagree.
A clear tight end one.
Has Aaron Rodgers ever been a guy who throws to tight ends a lot?
Robert Tonyan had quite a few touchdowns.
But, like, I mean, it's a different offensive scheme. He's not with the Packers anymore. I mean.
And you want to make Aaron Rodgers happy no matter what. The offensive lineman. You have a great defense. The biggest need for your team right now is tight end.
The only other thing I see him doing is drafting a tackle if they value one high enough.
Mm-hmm.
But just to have on a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't
really need one now because they signed a lot, but I'm with you on Brock Bowers.
Yeah, you're looking at this pick top 10 right now and you go.
I like that.
Brock Bowers.
Do you like that game?
Brock Bowers to the Jets.
Yep. And now I think this one is easy. The Chargers, at 11.
At Romo Dunze.
Romo Dunze falls into their lap.
100%.
Oh, beautiful.
That would be crazy.
Yep. That would be so perfect.
If that would be a great draft for them if they could do that. If they could move back to 11 and still get Romo Dunze,
would be huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so Denver now. There's a pretty big fall off at receiver after this point.
Yeah.
Do you go defense or do you go quarterback?
It depends if you like Michael Penix a lot.
It does. Totally does.
Some people are saying that, yeah, they may go Penix, but from a, if you're talking best player available, there's no way you go Penix. Michael Penix is not the best player available at this point. But if you're drafted for need, then, yeah, obviously they got to take him. But
I'm going to say they take him, honestly.
Take Michael Penix?
I think so. I mean, at this point in the draft, like, yeah, you could get Jared Verse and Dallas Turner, but, like, who's going to be throwing the – like, who's going to be your quarterback? Who's going to be your quarterback?
Jared Stidham or who did they sign?
I mean, I feel like the Broncos are not exactly in a Super Bowl window.
They're not in a win
at
now.
The moment, so maybe it's a wait till next year kind of thing to get your quarterback of the future or try to trade for one in the offseason.
Go with Michael Penix?
Sure.
Michael Penix.
Why not?
Quarterback
that way,
Denver Broncos.
I don't have to argue about the Raiders taking
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
So who do you think the Raiders take?
Not a quarterback.
Tarrion Arnold.
Yeah.
I think they go Arnold 100%. They're weak at corner. They spent money in free agency on Christian Wilkins. So now you have Max Crosby, Christian Wilkins, Malcolm Kuntz on the other edge. They wouldn't take Dallas. They're not going to take an edge player. Before they got Christian Wilkins, I was looking at interior defensive linemen, but because they signed him to such a huge contract, I don't think they'll do it. It's not impossible. Offensive line is also at play, but I think corner is a big need, and Tarrion Arnold is a really good player.
Yep, one of the best.
It just makes sense.
Either one or two.
Tarrion Arnold is. You're looking at the Saints, and you're looking best player available. So the question is, who do you think is best player available?
Dallas Turner.
Pretty clearly one of the edge rushers. It's either...
I think it's Dallas Turner. Right, I mean, who did they just sign? Chase Young.
We can go with Turner then. They did just sign Chase Young.
Just to a 1 year, right? Wasn't it a 1 year?
Was it 1 or 2 years? It was short.
Yeah, I think if Dallas Turner falls to you at 14, you got to take him.
Okay. Now you're the Colts.
Ooh.
You kind of need a receiver.
Can I be completely honest?
Kind of need some edge rushers. Really need some corners. Yeah.
I do not know enough about the Colts at all to know what
their
needs are.
I feel that. I mean, I'm just looking at what's listed here. Cornerback, safety.
You need some corners.
Tight end, like
your DB room's pretty bad.
Hey, think about this.
But they'd be kind of reaching for Cooper DeJean.
What if you go get some more weapons, huh? For Anthony Richardson,
little Brian Thomas.
Go get him, Brian Thomas Jr. That's kind of fun.
I mean, you also need an edge rusher.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and
with Jared Verse.
Latu's still on the board. I really like Latu.
You like Latu more?
I think both Latu of them are good. Over Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're looking for an edge rusher one. I mean, you did just sign Buckner.
If I'm the deciding vote, I would say Latu.
Okay.
Okay. Latu it is.
Seattle.
Seahawks. Here we go. I mean, they could go anywhere here.
Evan, this is when you need
this
to,
is.
I feel like this is Jared over. Verse.
Yeah, this one right here is Jared Verse. Seattle's defensive line is
atrocious. I mean, it might depend. Maybe they want to go interior with Byron Murphy. But
their secondary has been really, really, really good, and they've really beat it up, right?
Right.
I mean, you look at all these guys. You've just in the last 2 years, you drafted names fall my mind.
What, Witherspoon?
Devin Witherspoon and
big time.
And the really, really fast, like 6'2" guy. There is their other corner. I don't remember his name, and it's going to kill me now. But then
they're pretty set in the secondary.
You're set in the secondary. I mean, you drafted your two tackles like 2 years ago, like in like the fifth and or in the first and like sixth round, and they were both Pro Bowlers that year when Geno Smith was the first year quarterback.
Yeah,
and so
I don't even think you have to argue this one. I think
Jared Verse is
it just depends on if they go edge or middle, and I think they'd go edge.
Yeah, 100%. Yep, you need a pass rusher is what you need.
Yep. Now we get to the Jaguars.
The Jaguars are super interesting, right?
I feel like Brian Thomas Jr.
You need
I look at the top of the board, I think, but then do they need offensive line?
The thing is
I mean, kind
not
of.
Really. It's fine. It's okay. It's nothing right. special.
But I mean, it completely depends on how they value the tackle position, right?
Yeah.
When you take a tackle in the first round, it's like you got to kind of fall in love with the guy, right? So it just depends on if their guy is there.
Here's what I would say about the Jags. Their defense last year, and their receiver room, it's just kind of a whole bunch of
wide
solid
receiver twos.
Players. Yeah.
You got Gabe Davis.
But the thing is that the receiver room they went after in the free agency. So I think that they're going to, they're going to leave the receiver room as it is. Maybe you'll take a late second round guy or third round guy, and you go for that one player on your defense who you think is a difference maker. So
you think
corner? I think DeGene is the only guy. And I don't think that he plays outside corner for them. I think he plays a lot of safety. He plays a lot of that in the box kind of.
You see him as like a Tyrann Mathieu.
Like a Tyrann Mathieu type role, like what Brian Branch did a lot this year,
right?
Where you play in the slot and you kind of
like
play
a lot
of zone, a lot of nickel.
More of a nickel.
You are the guy making Kyle Hamilton. You are the guy making plays, making tackles. I think that's what they'll depend on him for, because they don't have any stars really on their defense. I mean, that one guy kind of broke out last year, and I don't remember his name either. He was in the secondary. He had a really long name. Started with like an O or something. It was weird. But he kind of broke out last year. But other than him, I mean, you don't really have any defensive studs. And so I think you need somebody on your defense who's going to make plays, because all the best defenses have superstars. You think of Dallas, Micah Parsons. You think of, the Raiders kind of turned it on last year. You think of Max Crosby. Lions defense struggled, right?
If your defense to be good, you got to have good players. You got to have big players.
You got to have a couple stars. So,
so we're saying Cooper DeGene?
Cooper DeGene.
I like it.
Scrappy guy.
Scrappy.
All right.
Scrappy.
I
lunch pail kind of guy.
I won't do this again. we did it with Ladd McConkey last week.
All right. So now you're at pick 18, Cincinnati Bengals.
Tackle.
100%.
Offensive?
I think so.
What about,
I mean, you
what
did
about
deep, just lose
didn't
DJ
they,
Reader?
They just lost DJ Reader.
Oh, that's
they,
true.
That's
and
a
they,
good
they
point.
Brought in Trent Brown, and they have Orlando Brown, right?
Ooh, they.
They
do.
Brought in Trent Brown. I forgot about that.
I forgot they brought in Trent Brown.
Oh man,
and I don't even.
Byron Murphy's still on the board.
And Byron Murphy's still on the board. Ooh. I feel like this is Byron Murphy.
Yeah, you're so right.
You're right. Why do I even have my own opinion? I can listen to you.
Sorry.
Why do I even speak?
Okay. So
I like
Byron
that.
Murphy.
Yep.
And now the Rams. The Rams have a first round pick for the first time since Jared.
And the Rams,
I think they trade out of the
down.
First. Out of the first round.
Pick 33.
They have to trade out, right?
They have to.
They have to. All right. So
they're gonna be mad because they also obviously have a big hole to fill interior defensive line. So yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Who was that? I wonder.
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
They lost
with Aaron Donald leaving.
So
I mean, Byron
they
Murphy
lost some
would be,
guy.
Would be really
you
nice
need
for
two
him.
Things as the Rams. You need defensive line. An offensive line more than actually your defense kind of stinks now in general, but defensive line is definitely the thing there. And then offensive line. So do you worry about protecting Matthew Stafford round one? Your offensive line did get a lot better last year as the year went on.
Man,
so
I don't
where
know.
Where do you go? You also,
I don't know. I don't think they take Brian Thomas.
I mean, based on the based on the board we're looking at there and what we've done so far, there are better offensive linemen available value wise as opposed to defensive linemen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right now.
So you think we go Oregon State, Telis Fauga?
Yeah.
Fauga?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's not think about this too much. Come on now.
Let's not think about it because I have no idea what they're thinking,
let's make
right?
This fun. Pittsburgh. All
right. I think, well, let's go to a quick draft recap in our last 30 seconds right here.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
Caleb Williams.
We're at pick, what pick are we at?
20. That we just finished 19.
So pick one, Chicago, Caleb Williams. Pick two, Washington, Jaden Daniels. Pick three, New England, Drake May. Pick four, Arizona, Marvin Harrison. Pick five, Minnesota trades up for J.J. McCarthy. Pick six, New York Giants, Joe Alt. Pick seven, Tennessee, Fashanu. Pick eight, Atlanta, Quinion Mitchell. Pick nine, the Chicago Bears select Malik Neighbors.
That's crazy. That's just,
oh, gosh,
that's just,
I don't know.
That's not going to happen.
I really feel like the
Seattle
Giants would take Malik Neighbors.
Seattle did that last year.
Yeah,
you have DK
true.
And Tyler Lockett, and you still pick but
JSN.
JSN, yeah. Yep. New York Giants at 10 select Brock Bowers. Minnesota at 11 selects Romo Odunze. Pick
no,
12.
No, no, no.
Chargers at 11.
In the trade, yeah.
In the trade, select Romo Odunze. Denver selects Michael Penix Jr. at 12. Las Vegas selects Terrion Arnold. New Orleans selects Dallas Turner. Indianapolis selects Latu. Seattle selects Jared Verse. Jacksonville selects Cooper DeJean. Cincinnati selects Byron Murphy. And the Rams select tackle something Fauga.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I just don't like, I don't know, I don't like Malik Neighbors going to the Bears.
Yeah, well, thank
personally.
You. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We'll be back after this short break. Hello and welcome back to Outside Source Football on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Moving on to our mock draft, pick number 20, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is really easy.
Well, there's one prospect who's still hasn't been taken and we haven't mentioned yet. And we know she looks really good in black and yellow. Caitlin Clark is still on the board.
Caitlin Clark declared for both drafts.
You telling me Mike Tomlin wouldn't want Caitlin Clark on her team? Look at the salary. You think she'd rather have an NFL salary as opposed to the WNBA?
Right. But here's the thing. I think her draft stock is going to kind of plummet due to
here's
the
a question.
Antonio
here's,
Brown tweet.
Serious question, though. Would you rather have Caitlin Clark or Kenny Pickett playing quarterback for your team? Everybody talks about how good of a shooter she is. She passes the ball really well, too. I think she could probably throw more touchdowns in her first 25 games than Kenny Pickett did.
What, like two? I mean, she can rain down threes. Who's trying to? You're trying to tell me that she can't
maybe
throw up a bomb to Pickens?
Yeah, okay. That's enough of being a comedy podcast. Let's get back to being a serious football show.
You wanted to be serious? All right, here
football.
We go. Detroit.
Football. What's a football?
Detroit trades up to select Brian Thomas Jr.
With Pittsburgh?
With
no.
Pittsburgh.
If it was anybody but Pittsburgh,
no,
I'd say
no,
yes.
No.
But you think you just think the Steelers
the
are going
to
take it?
The Steelers do not trade. They don't trade picks. They stay where they're at and they
take
trust
Brian
the board.
Thomas. Oh, come on.
And if we're trading up for a receiver?
For a receiver?
You think so?
You're trying to tell me that the Lions offense with Brian Thomas Jr., Amon-Ross St. Brown, and Jameson Williams wouldn't be absolutely insane?
No,
it completely
be sick.
It completely fits the mold. I'm only saying this cuz I really like Brian Thomas Jr. And that's it. I mean, we don't have to take this seriously, but
are right
don't be surprised
sick.
If the Lions trade up if Brian Thomas Jr. falls a little bit more.
Doesn't Detroit have to go defense?
You have to go corner.
No, you don't. They addressed corner.
Well, okay, one thing.
Listen, I don't get me wrong. I obviously want them to go corner, but they kind of addressed it in the free agency. They could do this, is what I'm saying.
But they'd
be giving up a lot for it. So
sorry. One thing we learned last year from the Lions, they do not care what everybody else says. They don't care what everybody else says as far as
it's true.
Value. I mean,
their Super Bowl window is now.
They took a running back and a tight end. Or
no,
they took a
running
back
and
a
linebacker,
and then
a
tight
end
with their first three picks last year, and everybody laughed at them, and then it paid off. So,
including me. I laughed at them.
Yeah. So the Lions are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, they have a vision. So, I mean, yeah, just because
they interviewed Brian Thomas Jr. They interviewed him. And I don't know if they liked him or what, but if they did, I wouldn't be surprised.
We've been on this for like half the show now. Pittsburgh still hasn't made a pick. Who are they taking?
Probably Brian Thomas Jr. I mean,
are we going to give him Brian Thomas Jr.?
They lost
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. You only have George Pickens. You're good at quarterback now.
But if you only have George Pickens, do you want another George Pickens type player?
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's two X receivers.
You almost want to go.
But it's two good X receivers.
Troy Franklin and get a slot guy. Or Ladd.
Franklin's not going that high. Franklin's not going to go before all these other receivers.
No way.
Then you go offensive tackle and wait the second round to pick a receiver?
Maybe.
Because it's a deep receiver class. You know, you got to think about that. There's so many receivers that, you know, hopefully somebody's going to be available in the second round.
Maybe.
I think the Steelers would be wise to take an offensive lineman considering who their quarterbacks are.
Yep. I agree.
All right, fair.
Guys who hold the ball very long time. Let's go with J.C. Latham out of Alabama or Troy Fontu.
Honestly, it's a crapshoot with this one. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, either. Like,
I have not watched.
I'm not going to.
We'll just take the guy that's ranked 19 and not the guy ranked 21. So we'll take Troy.
All right. Yeah. we'll take the Washington tackle.
I'll trust this Miami website.
I think Miami goes offensive line.
I also agree.
Yeah. I think
give them J.C. Latham.
Yeah. There we go. Boom.
I did a mock draft earlier today and I had like four offensive linemen in a row here. I had Cincinnati, Rams, and Pittsburgh and Miami all picking offensive linemen.
Nice. So now we're at Philly.
We're at Philly.
Brian Thomas Jr. is still on the board.
You don't go receiver.
You don't go receiver.
Your defense was so bad last year.
Not in the first.
Year. So bad at the end of the year.
See, now this is one where I could realistically, if Brian Thomas Jr. is still on the board when the Eagles are picking, I could see somebody trading with them to try to go get Brian Thomas Jr. Joe's making it work, and oh, shocker! He's got the Lions.
He's got the Lions trading.
He's got the Lions trading up.
Who would have? Who ever would have thought this?
Let's have fun with it. Let's just do it. Let's let Joe have his fun. And Detroit sells the first half of the draft to go get another receiver.
Nah, they trade like a third round. They trade their first and a third to move up seven spots at the back half. I don't think they trade that much.
I think we trust Brad Holmes and don't lose all of our picks the first three rounds.
Fine. We can just have him take Nate Wiggins then.
That's no fun.
You heard it here first, though. If this happens, I am the greatest NFL analyst ever. Who wants to? I don't want to watch a corner with the Lions. Come on. I mean, I want them to pick a corner
right.
so
you
bad.
You want to watch our corners right now?
No, yeah, you're so right.
So we're giving Nate Wiggins to Philly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Minnesota.
Probably not going to be picking here. I don't know. I feel like to move up, I feel like this would be the Chargers more than it would be the Vikings.
Minnesota needs a linebacker.
Wait, we're going to say that Minnesota still has this
pick?
I think
if Minnesota had to move up to take J.J. McCarthy,
I feel like this would be the Chargers.
They don't still have this pick.
You're only moving up seven spots.
If you're moving up into the top five, you're going to have to give up multiple first-round picks.
The thing is you're either going to have to give up this first-round pick or next year's first-round pick.
I think you'd rather give up next year's.
Yeah, but if you're the Chargers?
Yeah.
Are the Chargers going to want that? I mean, or, you know, they could trade next year's first-round pick and a second this year. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the trade would work.
I think we should be drafting for the Chargers right here, personally.
Okay, drafting for the Chargers.
Okay. They already took Malik Nabers. Do they take his teammate in Brian Thomas Jr.? No, they don't.
That would be wild.
No, they don't.
We gave Malik Nabers to the Bears.
They took Odunze.
They took them Roman Odunze. Right. They took Odunze.
So do we go with Adarius Mims, offensive tackle?
Yeah.
And go lame.
They have Rashawn Slater.
Yeah, but
they need another tackle.
You know what though? Their defensive backs are horrible.
Well, we got Powers Johnson, Blake, interior offensive lineman.
I mean, Kool-Aid McKinstry is still there.
Blake Corum is still on the board.
No,
that's so true.
This is Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh could
exactly what he wants.
I think Jim Harbaugh could look at Jackson Powers Johnson though and say interior offensive lineman. I want to run the football.
I like that.
Let's give him. Let's give him
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
23 to the Chargers because of the trade. Disclaimer.
Yes.
Disclaimer. So now Dallas on the clock.
They actually void their pick because they have all the weapons they need.
They take a long snapper. Kid's really good.
No, they re-signed their long snapper.
I know. That's the joke. That's all they did in free agency. I don't know. What does Dallas do here?
You kind of need a receiver.
You guys had Adonai Mitchell above Brian Thomas, right, in your rankings?
I did.
He did. I did.
Do you think so?
I think he's better.
You think he's better? You think the Cowboys think so?
I think, though, interstate?
Here's what I think about those two. Similar athletic profile. Brian Thomas Jr. had way more production. Adonai Mitchell, for as great as his athletic profile is, production was always just kind of It was just okay. Some of that is the offense you play in. Texas liked to run the ball.
LSU
was throwing it every down, and they had no defense, and so they were putting up a lot of points.
And also, you're looking at Brian Thomas Jr. and thinking deep threat.
You think
not as much as Adonai Mitchell.
What do you think the odds are that they reach for like a running back here?
They won't. No, I don't think a running back
running
goes
going in the
first round.
There's no running back.
I'm just saying that's a big need of theirs.
It is. You were correct about that.
Dallas likes splashy moves.
You go receiver, I think. And you kind of have to.
I think let's give Brian Thomas Jr.
I think it's Brian Thomas Jr. If it's Dallas, I think that you don't want another
Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah.
I think he's more like the more athletic.
All
right, we're going to give Brian Thomas Jr. to the Cowboys, even though he got picked by the Lions before, but that's fine.
Green Bay. Definitely not a receiver.
With Cooper DeJean off the board, that is tragic.
They do not take receivers in the first round.
No.
Can't be a receiver.
I think that they actually will take
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Let's stop because we have a rare thing here. We have a resource. We have a resident Packers fan.
He's actually
just been quietly sitting in on this episode.
He's just trying to listen.
So maybe he can whisper.
We're
going to
pass
pick.
The mic over here.
He has a mic on.
Give him the thoughts.
He's saying Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think he just likes the name.
I think he just likes the name. No, it's a need, and he's really good.
All right. Packers take Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Who should go to the Lions?
That's tough.
But.
Okay, so now we're Tampa Bay. At what pick are we at?
Pick
26.
26. We're moving along here.
Yeah. Okay, so Tampa Bay, you need, defensive line, probably.
D-line.
Interior O-lineman. Receiver,
don't really need a tackle.
Tight end.
This is where I need you to take over, Evan, because I
don't really know.
We're far enough into the first round, and it's not the Raiders picking, so...
I still have the Lions in
my opinion
the back
doesn't
burner.
Mean much.
So they do need another D lineman, but they did just pick a D lineman pass rusher last year interior, so I wouldn't go with Jerzon Newton because he's a big D lineman pass rusher. It's a really tough pick. I think you kind of want an edge rusher. You don't look at that D line and
Robinson?
Like Chop Robinson.
You
give him a little Chop Robinson?
Let me look at my little note sheet right here on defensive end.
You said that Chop Robinson is the only guy who's going to be stuck in the green room.
No.
Most likely.
There's a guy named Darius Robinson and then a guy named Demarius Robinson or something. I don't think that... So Darius Robinson is Chop Robinson. And Demarius Robinson is a guy out of Missouri.
Oh.
And he's in the green room.
The Missouri guy is in the green room?
I think so. Yes.
Well, we screwed that up then.
Yeah, we did. It was pretty bad.
Oh, well.
But I have...
We apologize to our tens of listeners.
We're sorry.
Darius Robinson out of Missouri as a better D lineman than Chop Robinson. So, he's also in the green room. I have him. So, what do you think about him getting picked here?
The Missouri guy?
Edge rusher, yeah.
No, we already gave him...
Chop Robinson?
We gave him Penn State Robinson. All
right, Chop Robinson it is then.
Oh, man, we just lost our entire mock draft.
One second. Give me a second. Give me a second, Mick.
Way to go, Joe.
You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
All right. We got the mock draft fixed, and we're going to switch that pick.
Yeah. So
we're going to give them
Darius Robinson out of Missouri.
From Mizzou.
Chop Robinson from Penn State is still on the board.
He's still on the board.
Okay. And Arizona's on the clock.
Pick 27. You need pretty much defensive linemen. Defense, because you already took your receiver.
Yep.
Is there O-line?
I don't know that much about their O-line. I know that they took somebody in the top eight of last year's draft very early.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was kind of wishy-washy, but...
You don't give him a guy.
You're not
going to... Paris Jr.
Yeah.
Paris Johnson, I think, is his name.
I think his last name is Paris.
Whatever it is, it was last year's draft. You're not going to take another tackle in the first round.
Unless you're the Raiders and you draft Alex Leatherwood and then cut him after his rookie year because
he was that bad.
So bad.
He was that bad.
All right,
so
Newton?
I think you go Jahir Newton.
All right.
Jahir Newton.
Let's do it. Let's go.
D lineman.
Sounds good to me.
Adonai Mitchell to the Buffalo. It just makes too much sense.
Yep. Easy.
Do you think the Bills could trade up for Brian Thomas?
Yes.
At some point in here?
Possibly.
You do have an extra second-round
pick. That might make
more
sense than the Lions doing so.
You do have an extra second-round pick because you have the pick from the Texans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're sitting kind of pretty for the Bills in a good spot to trade up.
That's a good point.
Okay, now the most important pick of the first round.
And with this mock, we just don't really have a corner.
The latest pick that the Lions have ever picked in my lifetime.
Well, except when they picked 32 because they traded away Matthew Stafford to the Rams.
Yeah.
That was rough. Or did they trade up? I don't even remember. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't even know who they'd pick. Chop Robinson? I don't know. I mean, Chop Robinson on the Lions would be nuts. That would be a crazy good D-line.
It would be a good
and
line.
I feel like with the corners that are on the board right now, I think that that's what they would do.
Yeah, cornerbacks, I mean, I kind of like Rake Straw Jr., but I don't love him. He's definitely like, there's a huge fall off after Kool-Aid McKinstry, in my opinion.
Oh, and also, according to this website, the Lions' third most important position like that they need is wide receiver. Okay, so I'm not
need anything else. Like, it's not like they need quarterback.
That's
or,
why
they
could
need,
that's why they could make a splash.
They don't need
Brian
offensive
Thomas,
line. They don't need linebacker.
I think they take Chop
safety.
Robinson. In this mock, I think they take Chop Robinson. I think in other mocks and maybe in the real draft, if Kool-Aid McKinstry is still there or another corner is still there, I think that they'd take him. But with the value, I think that they'd take Chop Robinson.
Yep. That's good with me.
You know what? After the draft, we should see how inaccurate we were.
Oh, that's my
that's going to be
part.
Fun. Yeah. I hope we're going to be at like 8%, right? It's going to be so bad.
It'll be worse than my March Madness bracket.
Okay, San Francisco.
No, we're
Baltimore. Baltimore.
Whoever they take, he's going to be the best player.
In the draft?
In the draft.
Ladd McConkey. No.
What do you
Mims?
Think, Ev?
You don't really need some defensive linemen. I mean, you're kind of looking at receivers saying that's always a need for some reason for them, no matter how many first-round receivers they pick. But you did just lose J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
They're not taking a running back.
But the running backs in this class aren't
that
good.
They signed Derrick Henry.
Do you need a linebacker? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that they lost Kevin Zeitler to the Lions, so I think that they might go into your offensive line here.
So you think Graham Barton?
Graham Barton could be a good pick there. I mean, he's from Duke, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. But
yeah, I do really like Edger and Cooper right here because they did just lose Patrick Queen. Pair him up with Roquan Smith. Keep that defensive as solid as you possibly can. I mean,
yeah,
just keep adding studs because your offense was pretty decent the whole year.
I'm gonna say they go O-line.
I think so too. Yeah. I think they'd go Graham Barton.
I get the feeling they'd go O-line.
Are you kidding me? I mean, what you want to fortify the? I mean, imagine. Just having a better offensive line for Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson to run behind. Like,
let's go with Graham Barton then.
Unless they take Mims, but I think that interior makes more sense with the loss.
All right, so you're sitting here, San Francisco, pick number 31, and you're saying right tackle, almost 100%, unless you lose Ayuk or unless, you know, something else happens. I mean, your defensive line's pretty good. You've probably the best linebacker core in the league. Your secondary could use some work, but is the value there with Rake Straw? I mean, the safeties in this class are not great. So I'm saying I think you have to go offensive tackle here. What do you think?
I agree.
I don't disagree.
We going the Georgia guy or the Oklahoma guy?
Georgia guy.
Georgia guy or Oklahoma guy?
Amarius Mims.
Amarius Mims?
Yep.
And now the Chiefs can take Ladd McConkey.
Ugh. Or Xavier Worthy.
Try to recreate Tyreek Hill.
They could. I don't know. I mean, they could. I think they go. They go one or the other. They go one or the other here.
But do you go with the guy with drop problems for Patrick Mahomes right now?
No.
I wouldn't say Xavier Worthy had drop problems,
but not the best hands in the.
Troy Franklin.
Honestly, I think Andy Reid would look at Xavier Worthy and be like, "Yeah, I can find creative ways."
Right. Exactly.
I mean, they've tried this a lot of times now, right? Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney.
But it hasn't worked.
They've been trying to replace Tyreek Hill since he left.
And is this the guy that replaces him? I don't know.
It sucks because I love Texas, and then he would be going to the Chiefs. So as a fan, I'd be mad at it, but I think we should
It's the last pick. We could just give him McConkey.
I think we should give him Xavier Worthy.
I think so, too. I think that is way too appealing.
I like McConkey a lot.
I like McConkey a lot, too, but I think Xavier Worthy...
Or even
with how fast he is. And
Troy
like,
Franklin?
The Chiefs...
Just to take the... I mean, think about it. Just to have Xavier Worthy on your team to take the top off the defense and then just throw it underneath the Taylor Swift, right? I mean, I mean, it's simple as that. Oh, did I say Taylor Swift? Oh, I meant Travis Swift. Sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Swift.
Sorry, guys.
Mr. Swift.
Not Mr. Swift. Not Mrs. Swift, right?
Yeah, Mrs. and Mr. Smith.
All right. I think I got outvoted then. Let's go with Xavier Worthy here.
And that's it.
And that's it. Our first that's your round. Entire first round.
And at the top of the second round, we still have Bo Nix on the board. We still have Ladd McConkey.
Yep.
Troy Franklin.
Got some good guys there for the Panthers
Keon,
to pick.
Keon Coleman.
For Gordy's sake, we should do a 33rd pick.
For Gordy's sake?
Who are the Panthers going to take first?
Either an offensive tackle or Ladd McConkey. I think we just go Ladd McConkey.
Sure, why not?
Ladd McConkey. That was for you, Gordy.
Yeah, they need some weapons.
Can you
there.
Imagine having Adam Thielen and Ladd McConkey in the same offense? So many lunch pails. So many hard
many.
Hats.
So who do we leave?
The gym is infested with rats.
So who are the notable guys we left on the board is the real question.
So
here.
Ladd McConkey's up there. I think that we didn't leave too many notable guys. In
you know,
the board.
Bo Nix. I don't see Bo Nix going in the first round.
I don't think anybody thinks Bo Nix is going to go in the first round.
If he does, he's going to go late, and it's going to be a trade up with, like, maybe if the Patriots trade out of that pick, which I don't see them doing.
No, I agree. I don't think Bo Nix will go in the first round. No. I think Edgerrin Cooper, I know that this site has him ranked 41, but he's a linebacker, and he's the only really first-round linebacker.
Yeah.
And there's a huge separation between him and any of the other linebackers, so that makes him right more valuable
right.
in this class. So he could go in the first round. Braden Fisk is a person that a lot of guys like. I'm not a huge fan of him.
I like him.
I have
Florida State guy.
I have a couple guys ranked above him, including some defensive linemen from Oregon. Who's on here listed as an edge rusher, but he played a lot of D-tackle. Brandon Dolores, I like him a lot. I think he's a sleeper to go in the end of the first, early second round. I really like him. Huge fan. But I don't... So the name, Braden Fisk, a lot of people like him. Who else is there? I mean, according to this...
Keon Coleman's there, but we talked about Keon
here's,
Coleman.
Here's
I'm,
one
maybe
few,
not being,
I'm not a Keon Coleman.
Here's,
yeah, not a big...
Can I say something? Here's no. one thing... Oh. One thing that we didn't do that I think usually happens a lot in the draft is you'll see a run on a position, mm-hmm. and we didn't really
yeah back to back
do
to
it
back
that
to back.
Do it that way.
Well, that's because we only had that one big trade, you know. Like yeah. if there's a run in
obviously,
the first round, it's going to be a receiver run.
That's
right?
What I think. I think if anything, there might be more receivers going in the first round than we mm-hmm. even had.
Because people trade in, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe the Panthers really like a guy. And...
Yeah, I think we didn't, out of everything, we didn't do enough trades. But trades are so hard to predict.
Yeah, right.
Right, so.
We did one trade that I could definitely see being happen. Well, mm-hmm. and then, of course, the other trade that I got shot down on, which is the Lions trading up with, like, the Dolphins or something to get Ryan Thomas.
Yeah. Overall, I think our mock draft was not bad. Not bad, guys.
Yeah, I got hard in the middle there, I'm not going to lie.
We'll do one more mock draft. Right live before the show, before our final show. And then, well, we're going to be doing live show. This is the last show until the live show. So I think we have to announce to everybody. So thank you for listening to Outside Source Football on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Please tune in.
Tune in live.
Live stream. Are we streaming that on other platforms or just the radio?
Just the radio.
Just the radio. Okay. So you have to be.
Would it be possible to do it on other platforms?
You could do it on like.
YouTube?
Could we do it on YouTube?
I don't know how. But we could try to figure that out.
I think we should try to find a way to do that.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Look at the Instagram for a potential live stream on YouTube.
We'll definitely be
Might
live
be
on
my
the
personal
radio
YouTube.
In the area, 101.7 FM, Radio Free Hillsdale. We will be on there broadcasting the draft with friends.
And I think I already said this, but you know, our media pass got shot down, so there will not be a live reporter.
Well, when they saw the laminated construction paper, they got a little... suspicious. They're like, wait a second. Who are these guys?
Who are these guys?
We made fake passes. They didn't work. But hey, we tried.
We tried.